Well, thank you very much.
谢谢大家。
I usually begin by saying it's a joy to be here with you again.
我开始跟你们讲，我再一次很高兴跟你们在一起。
And indeed, it is a joy for me to be here with you again.
对我来说，的的确确是很有喜乐跟你们在一起。
But this morning, I just want to say it's a joy to see all of you here on this summer Sunday afternoon.
今天我们在这个夏天的礼拜天的下午。
I know there's so many other places you could be right now, and you've chosen to come and to gather together with this community to worship our Lord Jesus Christ. So it's a joy to see you, and we welcome all of you, in particular our visitors this morning.You know, what Brother Lowell said is what I do. I tell myself it's
12:45.
I'm always afraid I'll get here late. It's not a good thing if you're the preacher. And, you know, I just love getting here early and hearing the hymns and having a chance to sing through those. That's sort of a private time of worship even before the worship service starts. So brother, thank you so much for leading us this morning. The message this morning is really the second part of a message that I began to share with you some weeks ago.
今天的信息其实是我几个礼拜以前开始跟你们分享的继续下来。
Talking about the pursuit of Jesus here from the passage we just read, Philippians 3, verses 1 to 11.
我们会谈到寻求主耶稣，就是刚刚我们在腓立比书三章一到十一节所念的。
And some of you may remember I told a story about a man I met many years ago who said,There are three principles you should remember if you want to achieve anything in life. The first was to always have a goal. The second, to be willing to sacrifice anything that gets in the way of that goal.
任何的事情来达到这个目标。
And the third, as I first heard it from him, was to be sincere and to trust in yourself.
第三个，我听第一次听他讲，是我们要很忠心的相信我们自己。
And I suggested that these three principles, with one slight yet very important adaptation, really give us a good guide through Philippians chapter 3.
所以我就建议我们把这三个原则稍微的改一下，可以应用在我们今天这个腓立比三章一到十一节的经句。
And a few weeks ago, we looked at the first of these principles, always have a goal.
几个礼拜前我们看到这个原则的第一个，永远都有一个目标。
We saw that goals are good in life.
我们看到在生命中有目标是好的。
But we asked, how often do we set goals for ourselves in terms of our spiritual lives? And we looked at Paul's goal as it's outlined for us here in these verses. In verses 10 and 11, where he says, my goal is to know Christ.His sufferings being conformed even to his death, that I might attain to the resurrection of the dead. We want to continue this message today by looking at the second and third principles. But everything begins on this foundation of this goal to know Christ. Pursue Jesus. And as we already saw from Paul's life and ministry, not only to pursue Jesus, but to know the power of His resurrection life at work in us and through us. And yes, even to suffer. Because we saw that suffering is often the school, the place where we come to the end of ourselves and learn once again to rely on Jesus Christ. Now, if that's our goal, the second principle says, sacrifice anything that will get in the way of that goal. Whenever we pursue a goal, there are things that will need to be sacrificed. Any of you ever learn a musical instrument? You remember your parents saying, you have to practice. No video games. No television. No, you can't go out and play. You have to sit down and you have to practice. Because there are things that have to be sacrificed if you're going to achieve your goal. All of us know this in life. Same thing with sports. I love, you know, where the Olympic Games are soon upon us. And we have, of course, fond memories of that wonderful Olympic Games in Beijing. And the most spectacular opening ceremony I've ever seen in my life. But I'm getting off track here. You know, in sports, if you're really going to achieve something, really become an Olympic athlete, it requires sacrifice. It's amazing to hear the stories now in anticipation of the Olympic Games, of the kind of commitment that these athletes give, the hours each day that they practice. All of the things that they have to sacrifice in order to achieve, well, first of all, getting to the games and then hopefully winning a medal. Now, what about us and our spiritual goals of knowing Christ? What things will we have to sacrifice? Well, anything that disturbs our discipline and our single-mindedness in pursuing Jesus Christ. And the problem today is that many of us want to know Jesus. We want to know the power of His resurrection life that work in us and through us. We're simply not willing to make the necessary sacrifices. What are some of the things we may need to sacrifice? What did Paul need to sacrifice? Look at the first three verses. He says, finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same thing again is no trouble to me, and it is a safeguard to you. Beware of the dogs. Beware of the evil workers. Beware of the false circumcision. For we are the true circumcision who worship in the Spirit of God and glory in Christ Jesus and put no confidence in the flesh.
在这里保罗前三节这样说，弟兄们，我还有话说，你们要靠主喜乐。我把这话暂写给你们，与我并不为难。与你们却是妥当，应当防备犬类，防备作恶，防备妄自行格的，因为真受割礼的，乃是我们这一神的灵敬拜，在基督耶稣里夸口，不靠着肉体的。
I think what Paul is saying here in these first three verses is that one of the things we might need to be willing to sacrifice are our own laws and traditions.
我觉得保罗这里说，在这些事情，我们需要牺牲的首先是那一些律法跟那些传统。
Paul is really talking here about a group called the Judaizers.
保罗这里所说的就是那一些旧约里面这个犹太教的教徒。It's
a difficult word to translate. It's not actually found in that form in the Bible.
这个词在圣经里面并没有把它写出来。But
it's referring to a group of Christians in the early church who were Christian Jews. And they attempted to impose their Jewish laws and customs and traditions also on the Gentile believers. The name that we give to them actually comes from the book of Galatians chapter 2.
这个名字我们可以从这个加拉太书第二章里面找到。Galatians
2, and let me just read verses 11 to 14.
加拉太二章十一节十四节。
Paul is talking here about Peter in the beginning of his words, and how Peter was even being pressured by these Judaizers.
保罗开始是谈到彼得。
But when Cephas, or Peter, came to Antioch, I opposed him to his face, because he stood condemned. For prior to the coming of certain men from James, he used to eat with the Gentiles. But when they came, he began to withdraw and hold himself aloof, fearing the party of the circumcision. The rest of the Jews joined him in hypocrisy, with the result that even Barnabas was carried away by their hypocrisy. But when I saw that they were not straightforward about the truth of the gospel, I said to Cephas, in the presence of all, if you, being a Jew, live like Gentiles and not like the Jews, how is it that you compel the Gentiles to live like the Jews?
基法到了安提阿，因他有可责之处，我就当面抵挡他。从雅各那里来的人未到以先，他和外邦人一同吃饭。及至他们来到，他因怕奉割礼的人，就退去与外邦人隔开了。其余的犹太人也都随着他装甲，甚至连巴拿巴也随伙装甲。但我一看见他们行的不正。 与福音的真理不合，就在众人面前对基法说：“你既是犹太人，若随外邦人行事，不随犹太人行事，怎么还劝勉外邦人随着犹太人呢？我们生来的犹太人，不是外邦的罪人。”Paul's
question at the end of verse 14 is this: How is it that you compel the Gentiles to live like Jews?
他在十四节结束说，你们怎么能够勉强外邦人去守犹太人的法呢？
Literally, this reads, how is it that you Gentiles, or that you compel the Gentiles to Judaize.
换句话说, 他就是说怎么, 你怎么可以勉强外邦人来遵守犹太的律法?
And this is where we get this term, Judaizers.
这就是这个Judaize这个词的来源。
Now Paul uses very strong language when he talks about them.
So 保罗讲这个时候, 他用得很强硬的语言。
He calls them dogs.
他称他们为犬类。
He calls them evil workers.
他们称他们是邪恶的人。
He calls them the false circumcision.
他称他们是假的受割礼的。
He's passionate about this because their teaching is leading people astray.
所以保罗对这个是非常的热烈，因为他知道这些人把人都带离开了正道。These
Judaizers, who were also called the party of the circumcision,
所以这一些犹太徒他们是称为是受割礼的。were
taking away from the gospel and from the pursuit of Jesus because they were emphasizing outward traditions and laws.
因为他们带领人离开了追求耶稣，他们带领人是要去遵守外表的行律法。Now
for them in this day, they were saying people needed to be circumcised in order to come to Jesus.
所以他们就是说，人一定要受割礼才能够见到基督。And
they needed to undergo a ritual bath.
他们要经过一个有这种
Well, that wasn't really a problem because baptism was being practiced already in the early church. But they also said that in order to be a follower of Jesus, you had to submit yourself, take this yoke of the Jewish Old Testament law upon you. Laws that were concerned with festivals and observances and the kinds of foods you could eat. And as we've already seen, the biggest issue was that of circumcision. And in fact, in Acts chapter 15, a council, an early council of the church was called to look into this issue.
实际上在这个使徒行传第十五章谈到早期的公会为了这件事情有很多。The question was
this, did someone first need to become a Jew and submit to all of these things before they could become a follower of Jesus?
所以他们讨论说，这些人是不是要先顺服犹太人，然后才能够追随耶稣？
Let's read together Acts chapter 15, verses 4 to 12.
我们一起念第四节到第十二节，是使徒行传。
I'll read first in English, and then our brother will read in Mandarin. When they arrived at Jerusalem, they were received by the church and the apostles and the elders, and they reported all that God had done with them. But some of the sect of the Pharisees who had believed stood up saying, "It is necessary to circumcise them and direct them to observe the law of Moses." The apostles and the elders came together to look into this matter. And after there had been much debate, Peter stood up and said to them, "Brethren, you know that in the early days God made a choice among you, and that by my mouth the Gentiles would hear the word of the gospel and believe. And God, who knows the heart, testified to them, giving them the Holy Spirit, just as he also did to us. And he made no distinction between us and them, cleansing their hearts by faith. Now, therefore, why do you put God to the test by placing upon the neck of the disciples a yoke which neither our fathers nor us have been able to bear? But we believe that we are saved through the grace of the Lord Jesus in the same way as they also are." All the people kept silent. They were listening to Barnabas and Paul as they were relating what signs and wonders God had done through them among the Gentiles.
第四节，到了耶路撒冷，教会和使徒并长老 都接待他们，他们就述说神同他们所行的一切事。唯有几个信徒是法利赛教门的人，起来说必须给外邦人行隔离，吩咐他们遵守摩西的律法。使徒和长老聚会商议这事，辩论已经多了，彼得就起来说，诸位弟兄，你们和这神早已在他们中间拣选了我，叫外邦人从我口中得福音之道，并且相信，知道人心的神也为他们做了见证，赐圣灵给他们，正如给我们一样，又借着信洁净了他们的心，并不分他们我们。现在为什么试探神，要把我们祖宗和我们所不能负的恶放在门徒的颈项上呢？我们得救乃是因主耶稣的恩，和他们一样，这是我们所信。众人都默默无声，听巴拿巴和保罗述说神借助他们在外邦人中所行的神迹奇事。
Now what is the point here?
这里是讲什么呢？
The point is this, that Paul is saying that something that was at one time good and from the Lord,
保罗说在以前从神所来的是好的，
needs to be sacrificed.
可是必须要被牺牲。
These laws and traditions were given by the Lord.
这些律法跟传统是神给的。
To the Jewish people.
是给犹太人。
To reveal a consciousness of sin.
是让他们知道他们的罪。
To point to our need for a Savior.
让我们知道我们需要一个救主。
Ultimately to point to Jesus, who himself would become the sacrificial lamb.
最终主耶稣基督会变成这个代罪牺牲的羔羊。
But they had gotten caught up in holding on to these laws and these traditions, these outward things.
但是他们很固执的来遵守这一些外表的行为。
And now Paul says that this is taking away from Jesus and a true circumcision of the heart.
所以他们这样就把耶稣真的让心受隔离的事情就取代了。
And brothers and sisters, we have the same issues today in the church.
So, 弟兄姐妹们，今天在教会里仍然有这个情形。
Because we always want to take some good things from the past and we want to formalize them.
我们常常把过去一些好的事情把它变成正统。
It's comfortable, it's predictable.
因为这是我们可以预测，我们比较很熟悉的。
And that may be a way of dress. It may be a particular music style.
也许我们怎么样穿着，也许是我们要什么样的音乐。
And we put these things there and we say, this is what it means to be a good Christian.
我们把这些认为是好，做个好基督徒要做的。
And I think what Paul may be saying is, some of those things may be the very things that we need to sacrifice.
保罗可能说那一些事情可能是我们需要牺牲的。
If we're really going to pursue Jesus,
假如我们真的要追求耶稣的话，
and a true transformation of the heart,
要一个真的新的演变，
rather than just being concerned with outward appearances of spirituality,
而不是只是注重外表。
Now, it's not my position to say in any particular situation what those things might be.
我没有办法跟你们说在什么情形之下这些是什么事。
But I think we do well, both as individuals and as communities, to examine ourselves.
可是我相信我们自己或者我们整个团体要经常的反省。
And to ask, are there things that we're hanging on to that are really outward expressions that may be getting in the way of our pursuit of Jesus.
我们要常常问，是不是在我们当中有一些事情我们固守，防止了我们去寻求耶稣。
You see, our Christian lives will never be defined by our adherence to outward rules and customs.
但是我们真正的基督徒的生命，而不是靠我们所听到的或是这一些外表的律法来。
Because it's about knowing Christ and knowing the power of His resurrection life at work in us and through us.
So we must 要借着认识基督，也认识他复活的大能，在我们当中，在我们生命里面活出来。
Well, let's read on because Paul continues to talk about sacrifice in verses 4 to 7 of Philippians 3.
我们继续看，因为保罗看一继续讲怎么样的牺牲。
And he says this, I can imagine him sort of pounding the table here. He says, although I myself might have confidence even in the flesh, if anyone else has a mind to put confidence in the flesh, I far more. Circumcised the eighth day of the nation of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, as to the law, a Pharisee, as to zeal, a persecutor of the church, as to the righteousness which is in the law, found blameless. But whatever things were gained to me, those things I have counted as loss for the sake of Christ.
保罗在这里说，其实我也可以靠肉体，若是别人想他可以靠肉体，我更可以靠着了。我第八天受隔离，我是以色列族便雅悯支派的人，是希伯来人所生的希伯来人，就律法说我是法利赛人，就热心说我是逼迫教会的，就律法上的义说我是无可指责的，只是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损的。
Paul sharing his personal testimony with us.
保罗在这里做他个人的见证。
And he was saying all these things that were so important to me to demonstrate how righteous I am. He says, I'm willing to sacrifice that legacy.
他说这些事情虽然很重要，可以向他表象表代表我的意，可是为了追求耶稣，我把这些都可以牺牲掉。
To sacrifice all my Sunday school pins.
我可以把我所有参加主日学得到的奖章把它牺牲掉。
All my certificates of perfect attendance and memory verses.
我能够念圣经背圣经经节所得到的奖章，他的奖状我都可以把它牺牲掉。
All those outward things that would demonstrate how righteous I am.
那些外表证明我是有义的。
Paul says, I need to sacrifice all of that.
保罗说我需要把这些完全牺牲掉。
Because that's all about what we do for God.
那个只是说我们为神做什么。
It's not about receiving what only God can do for us.In Christ Jesus. Brothers and sisters, some of us will need to be willing to sacrifice our legacies.
So, 弟兄姐妹们，我们当中有些人需要牺牲这些所谓的传统。
You know, I grew up in a good church.
我在一个好的教会里面成长的。
With a lot of really nice people.
里面很好，很多的好的人。
And I would come on Sunday mornings and see people dressed very nicely.
我整个礼拜天到教会，看到大家都穿得很整齐。
We'd stand at the right time, sit at the right time, sit very nicely dressed in the pews.
We can, 可以该坐的时候坐，该站的时候站。我们坐在那边穿得整整齐齐。
And everyone appeared so righteous to me.
每一个人看起来好像都是很有义。
As though they all really had their acts together.
他们只是说他们做得很对。
And yet I knew in my own heart and in my own life that I was a wreck. And I knew the kind of sinful thoughts that I had. And I knew my own personal struggles. And I thought, what is the matter with me? Why can't I be like all these other people? It was only later on, as I grew older, that I realized something.
后来当我长大以后，我才发现一些事情。
They were just as messed up as I was.
他们就像我一样的，有很多的困难。
Only they were hiding.
只是他们藏得很好。
Because that's what the culture, the church culture had taught them.
这就是当时教会里的习惯教给他们。
Put on the mask.
戴上你的面具。
Put on the suit.
穿上你的西装。
Smile.
笑
Stand up at the right time. Sit down at the right time.
该站的时候站，该坐的时候坐。
And you'll appear righteous. And it's unfortunate that sometimes we're unwilling to say, you know, apart from Jesus Christ, there's no good thing in me. But we've grown up in a culture. I grew up in a culture that said, you've got to demonstrate your righteousness. You know, we read Psalm 1 at the beginning of our service this morning. And it talks about the difference between a blessed man and it talks about those who are cursed. And our tendency is to say, well, I'm that blessed guy. Yeah, I'm not the one who sits in the seat of scoffers. I'm the one who meditates day and night on the law of the Lord. Oh, really? I think it's Jesus who's the righteous one. And all of us apart from Jesus are those who are cursed. And Paul is arrived at that point in his life where he's saying, all this stuff that was so important to me, I lay it on the altar. I sacrifice that now. Verse 7. I count it as loss for the sake of Jesus Christ, so that I can gain Jesus Christ. Oh, there's so much more I'd like to say. But time's getting away from us. Hopefully that wasn't an alarm clock back there. There's one more thing I think that we need to look at in terms of sacrifice. And that is that we're willing to sacrifice our lives. In other words, to be willing to sacrifice other life pursuits and things that would draw our attention away from the pursuit of Jesus. Some of those things are obvious. Sin, for instance. Of course, we want to lay aside sin. That's going to encumber us and that's going to hold us back as we seek to pursue Jesus. And of course, we want to pursue righteousness. But turn with me, if you will, to the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Listen to what the writer of the book of Hebrews says here in chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程，仰望为我们信心创始从中的耶稣。他因那摆在面前的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
One of the great events at the Olympic Games is the marathon. We'll watch that on television a few weeks from now in London. They'll be running through the streets of London. And at the end of that 26.2 mile run, they'll come into a stadium and they'll do the final laps around the track in the stadium. And the people in the stadium will stand and cheer as someone from Kenya or Ethiopia enters that stadium to win the race. And this is the picture that comes into my mind as I read these verses. We're running the race, and we have this great cloud of witnesses that are surrounding us, that are cheering us on. But it says here that we have to lay aside not only the sin which so easily entangles us, but it says we have to be willing to throw off, is actually the word, to throw off every encumbrance. And anything that would hinder us in reaching our goal. Some weeks ago, I was watching one of the Olympic trials. It was a woman's race. And there were participants from all around the world. And there was a woman in one race. I'm sure she's a gifted athlete.
有一个女的运动将,
she was obviously from a Muslim country.
And she,
you know, all the other gals had a minimal amount of clothing on because they didn't want to be encumbered. They wanted to be as fast as they could be.
其他的人都是穿得尽少,越少越好,
this gal had her arms completely covered, her legs were completely covered, she was wearing headgear.
所以这一位女将呢,她手也是穿在长袖的,裤子也是长裤的,
and I felt so sorry for her because this poor gal finished last.
我替她很忧伤,我认为她可能要跑到最后。
But it's no wonder, how can you run with all that stuff on? And for me, I thought, oh, this is a great picture for this passage. Of laying aside those things that will encumber us so that we can reach the goal. What are some of those things for us? Well, sometimes there are other goals. Maybe it's career goals, educational goals. Maybe it is sports or music. Maybe finance. And maybe those things have begun to replace that goal of knowing Jesus Christ. And maybe some of us need to reestablish priorities. Because we recognize that Jesus is no longer occupying the first place in our lives. Dear friends, Jesus doesn't just want to have a prominent place in your life. He wants to have the preeminent place in your life. And so some of us may need to reestablish some priorities for the sake of reaching our goal. Sometimes it's because we're talking about a relationship with Jesus, sometimes other relationships can get in the way of knowing Jesus. I have a daughter who has a boyfriend who's not a follower of Jesus Christ. She went away to Bible school for a year and she came back. And one of the first things she said to me was, "Dad, I've got to break up with my boyfriend." And she said this, she said, "I realize I'm not going to move forward in my relationship to Christ as long as I'm with him." That's a wonderful thing as a parent to hear your child say that. And it's much easier when the Holy Spirit brings them that conviction on their own rather than me saying, "Hey, you shouldn't be dating that guy." But see, she recognized she was in a relationship that was going to keep her, hold her back from really knowing Jesus. Again, so much more could be said, but we need to look at the third and final principle here. We'll do this quickly. It says, be sincere, and here's the change. Be sincere and trust not in yourself, but trust in Jesus. What does the word sincere mean? Well, it means to be honest, to be real with myself. To stop lying to myself. And I think it's a healthy thing for us as followers of Jesus to take an evaluation of our lives. To conduct a spiritual inventory. To say, honestly now, where am I in my relationship with Jesus Christ? Where am I in reaching this goal? I want to encourage you to do that. Maybe alone, maybe as a family, as married couples, but to talk about this and maybe you'll need to establish some new goals or establish some new priorities. Think about these priorities in the area of your spiritual life, of your family, of your ministry, of your finances, your giving to the church and to Christian work, and other relationships. Finally, and with this we'll end today. Trust in Christ. Not in yourself. Not in your own self-righteousness and demonstrating what a good Christian you are. But receiving the grace of God in Christ Jesus. And the life that God so desires to grant us in Christ Jesus. This is the key. And so Paul says in verses 8 and 9, "More than that, I count all things to be lost in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them but rubbish, so that I may gain Christ and be found in Him, not having a righteousness of my own derived from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ the righteousness which comes from God on the basis of faith. It's this righteousness which leads us into a relationship with the living God through Jesus Christ. You may be here today and maybe in your heart of hearts you say, I don't know if I know Jesus, if I have a personal relationship with Jesus. And you may have thought, you may have been taught that the Christian life is all about doing the right things. In order to somehow please God. You see, the gospel says that we can never do anything to please God. Because our God is a holy and just God. And we're sinners who have fallen short of God's glory and holiness. And the only thing we can do is to confess our sin and to say, Lord, I recognize I can't do anything to please you.
说主啊,我知道我不能做任何的事情讨你喜悦。
And so I ask for your grace.
所以我求你的恩典。
And instead now of trusting in myself and what I do to please you,
我不再靠我自己来讨你的喜悦。
I can only trust in Jesus and what He did on the cross when He died and paid the penalty for my sins.
我只能够信靠 耶稣基督他死了,
so Lord, I want to trust in you today.
所以主啊,
I want to give you my life. I want to sacrifice my life. And receive from you your righteousness. Your grace.
你的恩典,
your power.
你的力量,
and a new relationship with the living Lord Jesus Christ. If you've never done that, let me encourage you to do that.
假如你还没有这样做过, 让我鼓励你这样做,
to pray alone or perhaps with a loved one.
或者你自己祷告, 或者跟你所爱的人祷告,
say, I want to take that step today and I want to stop trying to please God and I just want to say, Lord, I can't, but I'm trusting now in Jesus and all that you've done for me.
你可以说今天说你今天就走这一步，说我现在停止信靠我自己，对神说我信靠神。
And the beautiful promise of Scripture is if you'll do that,
这个我们的圣经有很好的应许，假如你这样做的话，
that you'll receive the forgiveness of sins.
你会被你的罪得到赦免。
Because all those sins will be covered by the blood and righteousness of Jesus. Amen.
所有的罪都靠着主耶稣基督的宝血所遮盖。 Amen.
And not only that, you'll receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
不但如此,你还会得到圣灵的礼物。
And that new resurrection life and power that we've been talking about.
或者还我们刚才谈到的复活的大能。
And you'll enter into a personal relationship with the living God through Jesus Christ.
所以你借着主耶稣基督能够跟我们的神有一个宝贵的关系。
Now, I'm certainly willing to meet with you and talk with you further about this, as I know are the leaders of the church. But if the Lord is speaking to you today, listen to His voice. And like Paul say, I want to be found in Him, not having a righteousness of my own, but that which comes from Christ. May God add His blessing to the preaching of His word today.